free thy land. Gone underground, on the outer fringe of freedom. And this is your host, Free of Freedom, and we'll be looking at how Earth is being invaded by extremely attractive women without clothes. The mantis aliens are about 15 feet tall, black, large eyes. They look like bugs. They're probably hollow inside, and they're probably electromagnetic life, silica-based, and they're just like giant solar collectors in the eyes as well. According to one account, a woman was resisting the Gray's attempt to get her to comply. So then the mantis appeared. It had to duck to get into her room. And although she was in a trance and semi-paralyzed, it pissed her off that she took a swing at it and staggered it. You know, something 15 foot tall is not going to be staggered by some woman lying down swinging her arm. Unless it's hollow inside. If it was on anti-gravities, it would have spun. I remember reading an account where someone shot an alien in an anti-gravity suit and the alien spun around the belt. The mantis seemed to be in charge of the Grays. The Grays are probably some kind of a low-status hybrid. Their eyes are very similar to the mantis eyes. According to Dr. Jacobs, when the Grays are operating on people and getting really close to them, he would ask the witnesses under hypnosis if they could feel the breath from the alien's nose on their body, and unanimously, no breath whatsoever. So Dr. Jacobs used his own version of probability thinking and came up with the idea that these are probably hybrids from some kind of a species that did use its nose at one point. Otherwise, why would the nose even be there if it's not being used for breathing? And it's not being used for breathing because they're electromagnetically based energy beings, and they don't do combustion like we do. We do chemical combustion. We need the air, and we need the food, and we need to poop. There are no toilets on UFOs. There's another big clue that they're not biological. They're electromagnetic. The Grays' means of eating is through their eyes, whereas I think the mantis can also eat from their skin. But because of the hybrid nature of the small Grays, I don't think the gray skin is going to be as good at absorbing light as the large black eyes. And that's another reason they get so close to the people. They're actually eating the infrared off of their body. According to Corso, he brought the silicon chip and the lenses from the eyes of the Grays to American industry to back engineer, and that's where night vision goggles come from, is from the eyes of the Gray aliens. And if you think about it, if they're eating through those eyes, then those night vision binoculars increase the intensity of the light that you receive so you can see things that are really dim. Well, that's also going to increase the value of the infrared food that the Gray is eating off of your naked body while they have you on the table and they're examining you. But don't worry about being sexually molested. They don't even have any genitals. But they are constantly messing with our genetics. They are constantly interbreeding. And I think part of what they're doing is they're injecting their telepathic links into us so then they can control us more easily telepathically. The Grays are obviously telepathic slaves of the mantis. There are also some tall, white, human-looking aliens hanging out with the mantis. They're probably a higher status hybrid. According to Charles Hall, who was a go-between between the tall whites that were given some area at Indian Springs, I believe it was, and the military, and he said that he was a weatherman for some branch in the military. And he said that one of the things they needed was clothing. And I'm thinking, what? These are advanced aliens and they can't clothe themselves? You know, when the European explorers were sailing around the world, they weren't making deals with the natives to get grass skirts. So why the fuck are these aliens asking us to clothe them? Well, clearly they have no home to go to pick up some new clothes or anything else they might need. And if they have some kind of onboard replicator like on Star Trek, apparently that replicator cannot sew. These aliens must get their supplies from wherever they are. They're sort of like wandering space pirates. Another thing Charles Hall said is they lived to be about 800 years old, but the disadvantage was that it also took 10 times as long for their wounds to heal. I'm calling bullshit on that. More likely, they're skipping through time and they're only in our time 10% of the time. So it appears that they live 10 times longer, but in fact, they don't. It's a delusional effect of time traveling that they're using to fool the idiots in our military. Well, they must know by now that they're being fooled. Because by now, the aliens not only are getting clothes, they've hijacked the entire military industrial complex to work for them. I remember hearing Corey Good say on a video that the Mantis had one of our UFOs, and that's because humans can actually be pretty good at making UFOs, to kind of put a spin on it, that the Mantis were actually buying the UFOs because humans were so good at making them, instead of the Mantis just ripping us off for the UFOs. That I consider Corey Good to be a cover story for William Tompkins. There's plenty of good intel in what Corey Good says, but it's spun in ways that'll lead you away from the truth. I don't think he's conscious of it. I think he's a plant. It is the Mantis modus operandi to keep everyone in the dark and manipulate them as if they were puppets. From the secret societies to the highly compartmentalized military to their Draco allies. Now, let's take a look at where the bases are for these alien races. Now, the remote viewer Joe Price, who is one of the best there was, came up with 4 base locations on the planet. They're all mountains. Mount Perdido in the Pyrenees at 42 degrees north, 0 degrees east. The other one, Mount Inyangani, Zimbabwe, 18 degrees south, 33 degrees east. Mount Ziel in Australia, 23 degrees south, 132 degrees east. And Mount Hayes in Alaska, 63 degrees north, 147 degrees west. Now, these are all mountains, so it's unlikely that they're Mantis bases, because the Mantis, as I said before, the grays like to eat the infrared radiation coming off your body. Well, they probably don't like the ultraviolet B radiation, which is at the tops of mountains. As you go up in the ionosphere, there is more radiation coming in. So these are probably the Draco, Dragon, Lizard people bases. The Alaska one is at 63 degrees latitude, not too far from Thuban, 600 light years away in the Draco constellation. It's at about 64 degrees declination north. So these could be possibly Draco bases. Haven't checked these at all. I just recently found the coordinates. Now, it is notable that Joe Price missed the Mantis base. This would be off the coast of Malibu Beach, Los Angeles. You can look it up on Google Earth. There is a giant underwater structure there that looks artificially made. There has been stories of abductions in the area of Santa Catalina Island for many years, and Preston Dennett even predicted in one of his books that there was a base or a portal in the area where it was later found. A lot of these were Mantis abductions, and in 1992 there was a number of sightings in Topanga Canyon. I think it was June 14th or in the mid-month sometime, and it was a large UFO that came up out of the water, and then hundreds of other UFOs came out of it. Now, I believe that the Mantis, since they're geneticists and they're always fooling around with genes and breeding things, probably their motto of living is going to be survival of the fittest. So they're probably also going to be capitalists. And this action in 1992 looks like a Mantis hunt for a genetic material of humans. And it looks like every Mantis for themselves. There's also an element of luck involved. They're also breeding for luck. So there was also a very large sighting back in 1942, the Battle for LA. Again, a large number of big ships showed up, and the military was firing artillery at them. Everyone in Los Angeles heard the rounds being fired. Later, there was reports of downed UFOs being taken for reverse engineering purposes. Different branches of the military apparently each got some. And in my view, these were planted by the Mantis in order to encourage the military to reverse engineer them so that the Mantis could then take them from them later with hybrids. They've been playing them for fools the whole way through. The Battle for LA and the Topanga Canyon incident were both 50 years apart, and this suggests that the star system Sirius is involved. Its two suns are on a 50-year cycle, and they were conjunct with us in 1944 and 94. And that 1944 date is also part of the coincidental math joke of half a precession from 1944 AD to 10,944 BC, when humanity got wiped out previously in a mass flood, a math joke about the mass deaths of humans, which I covered in Shining a Light on the Bigfoot Hologram. Now, this is just the beginning of how creepy the Mantis are, making jokes about us getting wiped out in a mass catastrophe. They're abducting people against their will. They're mutilating cattle. And since they're breeding, they're, of course, throwing away the children that don't meet their standards. It's survival of the fittest. They don't have a lot of room in their ships, and that's where they're breeding the electronic-based hybrid humans. Now, there was one account, and I've lost the bookmark, so I can't tell you who this was. It was an author that only wrote one book, a successful businessman. He was in a military program doing some black ops, and then he got drafted into these gray ops programs where he was trained to telepathically connect with someone on a UFO. And one of the messages he had to transmit was that there was problems with the pain thresholds of the children. And he said, what the fuck is going on? Are you torturing children? And he was able to get out of that program. And to this day, he still can sense earthquakes. I think he gets migraines. The bigger the earthquake, the bigger the migraine. And the first Spanish explorers to get to Santa Catalina Island by boat discovered that the Indians there were worshiping a large black statue with two crows on top of it, a crow's head similar to the eye of a mantis, perhaps. And there was a Stonehenge there with the pictures of children painted on it. And in England, the megalith stone was used as human sacrifice sites for children. Not only are these creepy mantis targeting children, they're also behind some of the wars in order to open portals. This was an idea I got from William Tompkins. In 1992, there was the Rodney King riots just a few months before the Topanga Canyon sightings in the same area. It is getting too late for the mantis to profit from a war in Iran. A possible future target for the mantis to create a war at is in 2022, Venezuela. If the United States goes to war with Venezuela or creates some kind of a commotion there in 2022, there will be a large flap of UFO sightings in Los Angeles the same year. You're listening to Free Thy Land on KFUC Radio. That's KFUC, Quarter Militia, California, 10944 BCFM. KFUC Radio, where it's the truth that sets you free. In California, multi-day protests are often broken up by using the lodging law 647E. Now, lodging is usually based on a 7-day occupancy. So if you never sleep in the same protest location the same night within a 7-day period, you have a very good chance of winning a 647E case. What this means to you is that you need to have 7 different objectives to protest against, which means perhaps more solidarity with other causes. Now, so what I'm saying is, instead of just the police department, the jail, and city hall has your protest occupy spots, add in, say, real estate offices that contribute to gentrification, lumber yards that carry old growth lumber, banks, of course. Although usually you can't sleep on the sidewalks in downtown in the city, but they usually have to offer you somewhere where you can lie on the sidewalks rather than ban it everywhere, and there may be a map. If you continue such protests week after week after week, not only are you building a better world by pressuring the fascists at the locations that you protest, but you're also denying the fascists the tribute they steal from you in rent. This action also maximizes your time for protest, because you could hold down a job during the day and just do the protest at night. And don't forget, at least once a month, on First Friday, a shroom-a-thon for abductees to take shrooms in a sanctuary. Fuck the pigs, 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 fuck the pigs. This public service announcement has been brought to you by the Fuck the Pigs Project. And we're back. The Mantis Portal in Los Angeles area goes way back in time. There is evidence for giants, the bones of giants at Satucanalina Island. Now, it may be a Wrigley hoax, but since the mantis are 15 feet tall, you would expect some very tall human mantis hybrids to occur in close proximity to the Los Angeles mantis base. And the underwater base was above the water before the last great deluge in 9600 BC. Now, these giants occur all over the world with orange hair, probably Neanderthals. There are still people around today with some of these genetics, and well, you'll find these people in the Celtic areas where it's cloudy all the time because the Neanderthals are sensitive to ultraviolet B light, just like I suspect that the mantis are. This is probably due to the hybridizing of the mantis with the Neanderthals. And the last 13,000 years ago, when the last time the Earth was tilted towards the center of the galaxy, that lowers the magnetic fields and that allows in more ultraviolet B, which caused the demise of the Neanderthal, that they became more vulnerable to attacks by other humans without the so much mantis ultraviolet B sensitivity. In more modern times, the mantis are going to have a lot of control over what goes on around their base. In other words, the reason the movie industry is in Los Angeles is because the mantis want it there. It's producing the kind of human genetics that they are most in search of. Extremely attractive people with the ability to pretend to be someone they aren't. In other words, the movie industry is in Los Angeles so that the mantis can abduct the most beautiful women in the world. Now, the mantis are a female culture, so they favor females over males in terms of survival of the hybrids. So they're breeding mostly extremely beautiful women in their ships where they don't have any clothes. So the world is being invaded by extremely attractive women without any clothes. I am belaboring this point partially purely for the period interest, but also Ingo Swann, the other extremely good remote viewer, once had an encounter in a supermarket with a telepathic hybrid alien who extremely attractive, who was wearing only a thong bikini. There isn't a lot of closet space on a UFO. And of course, there's the Palladians, extremely attractive human-looking aliens, probably developed by the mantis, or still in development by the mantis, from human genetics, in order to create a fifth column alien race to come and help us build our Apollo program and UFOs and fight against the Dracos, probably. William Tompkins said that his very attractive Nordic secretary telepathically helped him on half the Apollo project and his other UFO projects as well. Now, the aliens, the mantis, are probably playing a good cop, bad cop, psyop on the U.S. military, very much like the oinking blue fascists do on the people. They've set up these scary giant lizards that eat human children, and there is these friendly, attractive Palladians that will help us build a UFO force, space force, to fight against these dangerous dragons. We don't have time to go into where the Mantis come from, their grand strategy, or the ins and outs of how they do the telepathy. But I can mention another tactic that they use. According to the Hindu Mahabharata, back in the days of the Vimanas, which were much like UFOs, the evil Vimana users, which used mechanical UFOs, and the good people would just call the UFO to come from them for them, because the glowing outer skin of the UFO is alive, and the ones on a mechanical UFO are enslaved by the Mantis and others who use mechanical UFOs, whereas the holy UFOs are organic free beings. So during this war, the Mantis probably, and possibly an American-made UFO traveling back in time, would fight against the good guys with holograms that would mimic their relatives, or something like a hologram. And this gets back to why the woman took a swing at the Mantis at the beginning of the show. It was because the Mantis had talked to her in her mind as if it was her dead husband. And so they're trying to use emotional family type psyops on us, and they're just fucking dumb bugs. You're listening to Free Thy Land on KFUC Radio. That's KFUC, Quarter Militia, California. 10944 BCFM. KFUC Radio, where it's the truth that sets you free. The speculations expressed on this show are not meant to imply that some races or genders are more infiltrated and therefore to be discriminated against. And also, it is not meant to imply that the indigenous people of Santa Catalina Island are from India. It was probably more like Mongolia. And also, we do not want to imply that you should avoid having sex with extremely attractive women. It has come to my attention that some of the aliens are trying to do humor. Now, the Mantis and the Greys have neither sex organs nor buttholes. They can't even do a poop joke. That reminds me, how many bug aliens does it take to screw in a black hole? Squish, I knew! And on that day, a Milankovitch cocktail was thrown by the sun upon the Arctic methane, and behold, there did arise a great flaming donut from sea to shining sea, and it did lift up the land by classified technology, and the poles that were four were then again two, to the woe of the world.